This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Focus on making today a good day. I'm Doug Steffen, leader of the pack. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio. Kenny Kessler and Richie and I will be on the air live Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, to spend some time with you. Hope you'll be able to join us. A lot of people around the country come to us because there's nothing else on. No, there's nothing else that's any good that's on. And so I guess you can be the judge of that one way or another. Speaking of what's good and what's on and what's noteworthy, I started last hour with a quickie. I don't know, I think once a day. Remember we did that gratitude journal that was in Facebook, Kenny? I think we did that about a year ago, didn't we, for 4 or 5 months?
About 6 months ago.
Was it 6 months ago? It seems like only yesterday. In fact, when I asked you to give us something in the Facebook in terms of gratitude for us to all think about from you. And that's the exercise here today and as many days that I can remember, because I can't always remember things get in the way of doing sort of what I want to do. Like, I don't want to talk about Ferguson today, but I feel like I have to because there's so much chaos in the streets this morning. A lot of the news media is there fanning the flames of the fires, making it worse than it needs to be, but it's horrible anyway. Gunshots are being heard. It's chaos. It's craziness. It's irresponsible. It's growing pains. It's whatever you want it to be, however you describe it. It makes me angry, frankly, to talk about. I don't like to be angry. There's nothing I can add to the news on the protests. You can see it everywhere. Whether I have a conversation about it with you or not, or we listen to some of the sound from there, bam, blam, boom, you see the pictures of things, of fires. I'm looking at pre-dawn pictures of fires there, a lot of fires, and the violence that's broken out there, and for what? Looks to me like the toll now, Kenny, is about a dozen buildings badly damaged or destroyed. A number of people arrested in these protests, rallies around the country criticizing the grand jury's decision. But you know what? Richie said this before. They made their decision. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that's the system.
If you don't like it, vote. Yeah, get active, the system. Be right. Involved in the system, yeah. And change it.
Yeah.
Don't go burning down local businesses.
Violence doesn't solve anything.
Right. Yeah. The FBI and the Justice Department are continuing to investigate. You know, that's a lot of blah, blah, and hooey as well.
That's one of the trick bags here, too, is that he's not off the hook. Darren Wilson.
No, he may not be charged by the local grand jury, but they could get him on a federal charge.
Eric Holder's on a mission.
Yeah, well, how long before he's gone? Is he gone pretty soon?
Yeah, he is gone pretty soon.
Okay. Meanwhile, on deck for the Defense Department, since somebody else is going to be gone, another secretary leaving after only about a year, Chuck Hagel resigning under pressure from the president. So now there are a couple of former defense officials. One's a woman. Why is that noteworthy? Because the news media says that this is noteworthy. I don't know whether I feel... I did see a bit of information about one person. The woman who is up for this doesn't impress me, not because she's a woman, but because she doesn't seem to have all the credentials, management credentials. Hagel had none. I didn't get the reason he got the job in the first place. I think I said that at the time. Why did Hagel get to be Secretary of Defense?
Department was he the head of?
I don't remember him being the head of any department, was he? Before he became Secretary of Defense, he was a senator. And he got defeated. And he had some scandal kind of connected to him. Do I remember that? That's sort of rattling around in my brain. I don't know that it was a bad... The Republicans didn't like him. They didn't they liked him less when he became the Secretary of Defense.
Well, apparently the Democrats didn't like him either.
Served in Vietnam War. He was a sergeant.
He was a sergeant.
Purple Heart.
Yeah. McCain didn't like him when he got the job, but he...
No, McCain didn't like him, but he defended him, right. That they pretty much handcuffed him.
Well, they did. It was a game. Became a game, that's all. So why do you play those games? Anyway, what else is going on? Do you want to say something else about this? Because I really want to move on. And I've said this before. The fact that the news media is telling you the number one story today is Ferguson is a smokescreen for the real number one story of the day, the week, and maybe the month, and maybe for the rest of the year. What will happen tomorrow afternoon between 4 and 7 is that the federal government will release information about 3,100 or 3,400, I think it's 3,146, different new regulations that are set to take effect next year that will cause, Richie did the research, he said that the cost will be, we know in the billions, $10-12 billion, maybe more.
$51 billion,
thank you. And 226,000 jobs will be eliminated by these new regulations?
By one account, yes.
One of them, okay. So, is that more important? What's more important? How does Ferguson affect you? I ask the question, not necessarily rhetorically. You can respond at 888-302-3684. I guarantee you, there is not another soul with a mouth that's moving on the radio this morning that's talking about what will go into effect tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in Washington that will affect every single person whose ears are attached to this radio and will affect every single person who's is an American citizen. This is going to cost you all these regulations. Look at your electric bill. Already starting to cost you. And it'll just be piling on top of piling on top of piling. And not one person is going to pay any attention to this but yours truly. And I'm not saying that Doug is a real hero. No, I just think the practical situation is these things affect you more than what's going on in Ferguson. Am I right or not? Kenny, what are people saying? Is there any comment at all about what I said regarding
it's all about Ferguson.
It's going to be all about Ferguson all day long.
And yet that's not the most important thing.
Else. Uh-huh. Maybe tomorrow, too, and the day after, and the day after.
The governing board of the University of Virginia, Richie, holding a public meeting today about a report of a gang rape at a fraternity house.
Yeah.
This has been a big to-do, this whole business about what's going on and how fraternities are protected on campuses and the disgusting way that women are being treated. It's just more play on the same thing. Every time I see one of these things, I want to run away with it. But
the thing I thought was interesting about this was that the university president, after reading the Rolling Stone magazine interview of a woman that was raped, or alleges to be raped, says, oh, there are facts in this story that weren't brought to our attention originally.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to admit that?
Uh-huh.
You're going to admit that the Rolling Stone magazine had facts that the person who was saying that she was raped and didn't bring to you? You're really going to say that in public?
I'm going to, if I'm on the board of trustees for that college, I'm voting to fire that guy. Adios, muchachos.
I think it's a woman.
Oh, is it a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll fire her then. So is it going to be a white Thanksgiving? A little snow on the ground where you are, Richie? Not much where you're, Kenny, you're in a snow-free zone. Don't think you have to worry about that for Thanksgiving.
Sunny 73 on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be 33 here Thursday night. May get a little bit of snow here on the farm. Most of the snow will come west of where I am, but still there's a line. You can look at the weather charts. There's a line of snow that may affect New York City and western New England, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not into Buffalo like the other day. But what's happening is today, imagine yourself as an airline representative. Imagine yourself as somebody who's working for an airline and you're going to try to confront all the people that want to change their trip from tomorrow to today. That'll be a lot of fun to do. There's been a lot of discussion on this program and elsewhere about drones. So we're going to focus. Kenny's found Craig Thompson, who is the president of Global Video HQ, an aerial photography, a videography company, to talk about drones and how they're going to impact his business as we look at drones and how they're going to impact all of us in a moment here on Good Day.
Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday with over 500 of the coolest Black Friday deals through 1 p.m. Friday. Like 50% off all toys and 55 to 60% off plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Plus, only once a year, get $15 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Kohl's Black Friday starts 6 p.m. Thursday. Or shop Kohl's.com Monday through Friday. Find your gift. Kohl's. Store hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Craig Thompson, known as the technology evangelist, is a passionate flyer, and he runs a company called Global Video. You can find out more about his company, globalvideohq.com, by going there. Last week, Craig, I was talking about this circumstance where commercial pilots have reported seeing drones flying near their planes. JFK is only one airport where that's taken place. A lot of people own these drones. Supposedly Amazon's going to use them to deliver packages. How is this? This was something only used by the military. Now it's everywhere. How are we going to police this?
You know, and first of all, good morning from Dallas. Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
The Cowboys, there's a team in Dallas? You got a football team there?
Well, we used to be America's team.
Yeah, used to be. Remember that part. That's critical.
All right, Back to the drones.
Back to the drones. You know, it's an interesting quagmire right now. What we used to call, just a few years ago, radio-controlled toy aircraft, we're now calling drones.
You're talking about helicopters and little planes and things that you see in fields and pastures and stuff. All
that's one of the challenges that the FAA has had in winning any of their civil lawsuits is they've had an impossible time defining what an aircraft is. Because they say anything that flies, and the judge said, so are you going to try to regulate a paper airplane that gets thrown across a room? Because that flies. And how are you now going to regulate that? And everybody laughs at that, but there are cameras today that you can put on that paper airplane and throw it. And so as technology expands, as our knowledge base expands, we're going to be faced with larger and larger questions. Now, as somebody who's in this industry, as somebody who's, you know, previous military, previous law enforcement, flown for years, I want this to grow, but I also am a law-abiding citizen, and these folks who are doing idiotic, absolutely idiotic things by flying by airports, we want them hammered. I will pull the handle on the electric chair myself.
So do we have guys at the airport shooting down the drones like they shoot down ducks and birds?
Yeah.
Pretty dangerous, though. I mean, now, all kidding aside, having these things flying all over the place, like birds get sucked into engines. Look what happened to the plane that took off in LaGuardia. Sullivan had to land it in the river, in the Hudson River, or the East River.
Absolutely.
So you got drones floating around in, never mind the airports, all over the place. They'll get sucked into the engine. Same thing will happen.
But we already have in the rules that nobody should be flying. There is a no-fly zone already created that are within five miles.
So why isn't it being enforced? Why isn't it being enforced?
Because the FAA does not have an enforcement arm.
Ah, so the FAA needs more teeth. More government, boys and girls. That's what sounds like the fix to the drone problem. Is Craig Thompson here from GlobalVideoHQ.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is not going to be a difficult contest.
No.
I'm shocked this is a one-hit wonder, actually, but we'll show us that it is. Me and Mrs. Jones got a whole thing going on. This is the Sound of Philadelphia, by the way. If you remember groups that came out of Philly, singles,
me and Mrs. Jones,
duos, groups. Who is this singing this song? 888-302-3484. We both know it's wrong. Is that what he said? We both know it's wrong. Number one song during this week in 1972 is Me and Mrs. Jones. This is a fellow from North Philadelphia, big time soul singer. Is he still alive, Kenny? I think he is, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah. Who did he marry?
79 years old.
Didn't he marry, what's her face from the Fifth Dimension?
I don't see that listed here on his wiki page.
Right, now I'm confusing with somebody else. Maybe.
But anyway. Here we go, the big build-up. Yeah. Me, and Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
Name the artist. 888-302-DOUG. We'll send you a CD with lots of one-hit wonder songs on it. So let's see, what do we know about this fellow that will help you if you haven't figured it out yet? He began his singing career when he was 12, singing for local radio shows in Philadelphia. Then he took voice lessons while he went to Temple University in Philadelphia. Became well known in the underground circuit there, which led to his performing with Nina Simone, with The Impressions, with Sammy Davis Jr., with Roberta Flack as a backup singer. This song sold 2 million copies and is certified platinum. This guy got a Grammy and an American Music Award and the NAACP Image Award for this song, Me and Mrs. Jones. Song penned by songwriters Gamble and Huff, but this fella never could find another song to put him into the top at the pop music world. So this is it for him. Who is this fellow?
He had a song chart in 1973. Got it to number 79 on the pop charts.
Yeah.
Am I Black Enough for You?
Really?
Huh. I'm curious just to hear that. I don't remember that song, but
sounds
I'm
like
to hear
it. Remember the Rolling Stones can't get no satisfaction
right.
If you're, you know, you don't smoke the right cigarettes and you don't have the right.
Right, exactly. In 1976, he charted the number 83 with "Let's Make a Baby."
Yeah.
All kinds of R&B chart songs.
Oh yeah. Well, but no pop.
This is the only one that got the number one.
And I'm pretty surprised at the lack of correct information that appears to be before us.
Yeah.
Who is this person singing this song? A very popular song, very well known singer. 888-302-3684. Who is this person?
Made famous again by Bill Clinton and Paula Jones.
All right, I forgot all about that. Yeah. Yes. Right, when Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Jones. I didn't say that, though, did he?
That was Miss Lewinsky.
Oh, Miss Lewinsky, yes,
right.
Of course.
Yeah, that was a different hit.
Bada bada boom. All right, so who is this? He's got two first names. Right?
He does. You know what they say, never trust anybody with two first names.
Really? Some people think that it sounds like I have two first names. Stefan is a first name. And Doug or Dudley, Dudley is a first or a last name. Yeah. So don't trust me, Richie.
That's right. I don't.
Not to be trusted.
I watch your back.
Okay, so are you surprised at this?
I am.
Yeah.
This is a wash. And this is a massive, massive, massive hit. Well known.
Nobody's got the right answer?
Oh, hold on. Let's see if we can get one here real quick.
Make it fast. All right. Whoever it is, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch the singer by the toe. All right, but we have about 3 seconds here, Richie, and they got
we're not going to be able to get to him.
All right, Billy Paul's the answer. He's the singer, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, almost 30 years ago, I started talking about the benefits for people with medical problems and having pets and how much having pets will make them feel better. And back then, doctors and everyone said, Warren, you know, you might be a little crazy. Well, a brand new survey says that 97% of doctors believe there are health benefits to living with a pet. Most doctors have successfully worked with animals in medicine. 70% have worked with them in a hospital, medical center, or medical practice. The report interactions with animals improve patients' physical condition, 88%, mental health condition, 97%, mood or outlook, 98%, and relationship with the staff, 76%. Doctors overwhelmingly believe there are health benefits to living with your pets. We know that it lowers our blood pressure, alleviates stress, and a new study says that people that have had surgery recuperate 50% faster if, in fact, they do have a pet at home. So one day you're going to go to the doctor, he's not going to give you pills, he's going to give you a dog from the shelter. I'll more next time.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states.
Even though Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at American.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is going to join us in a few minutes. Richie, do we know where he is?
I'm calling him right now.
All right. The subject is Ferguson. From the legal point of view, he's our legal expert. So we'll talk to him about that in a matter of moments. Here's another legal story that has some impact today. The Doug Gooday program, Richie, Kenny, and I, and the focus is on this Florida woman who had been sentenced to 20 years in prison in a Stand Your Ground case. She accepted a plea bargain yesterday that greatly reduces her sentence. The 20-year sentence came in a case in which the woman, who is the mother of three, said she was attempting to flee her husband when she picked up a handgun and fired a shot into a wall. Nobody was struck by the bullet. After having the initial conviction overturned, the lady's name is Marissa Alexander. She was sentenced yesterday to 65 days in jail on two counts of aggravated assault, with credit for time already served since she's been in jail since 2012. She'll also serve 2 years under house arrest because she agreed to wear a monitoring device. So she'd been sentenced to 20 years in prison for firing a handgun into a wall. What am I missing here? She was trying to shoot her husband. She was trying to get away from her husband.
Firing a gun at her estranged husband and his two sons.
Yeah, she was trying to fire a warning shot just so she could get out of there. But they said that she was firing at him. And she had a really bad lawyer.
Boy, I guess. Yeah. Geez, my God. Woo! Bad lawyers. are like bad pennies. Leave them on the ground. Wow.
Oh, because Florida has a 10-20 life
law
mandating a 20-year prison sentence.
What do you think about that, those of you who live in Florida? 888-302-3684. Here's another shooting in the news. This time a law enforcement's quick decision being put under scrutiny, much as has taken place in Ferguson. Cleveland police say officers fatally shot a 12-year-old. Supposedly, the youngster reached for an air pistol. The chief said the pistol was indistinguishable from a real gun.
He did reach for it. He pulled it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He pulled it out of like a waistband or something.
Right. It wasn't a firearm, but how would they know that?
It was a BB gun.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks real. But, I mean, here you go again.
Yep.
How do you know whether this kid is just being a silly, goofy kid or whether that's a real gun and he's getting ready to shoot?
But I want to know, somebody
saw him at, I think it was on a playground or something, somebody saw him over there with a gun and they called 911.
Right. And the guy was like, this idiot kid is out there with a gun scaring the hell out of people.
Was he? The kid was doing that, waving the gun around?
According to the 911 caller, which I listened to the other day,
mm-hmm.
and so the police show up, and the guy even said on the 911 call, I think the gun is a fake gun, but he didn't know.
Mm.
So the police show up, the kid pulls the gun out, and
They shoot. Pretty much of a conundrum, isn't it? Let's find out what Steve Wiseman thinks about that and some of the other things, mostly Ferguson news today. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is our lawyer. College prof at Bentley University here in the Boston area, a very important legal mouth.
He's got a big legal mouth.
Oh, he's got a big legal mouth. That's
one of the biggest in Boston. Then, in fact.
Yes. All right. So let's start with Ferguson and the results of the grand jury non-indictment of Mr. What's his face. Darren Wilson. And then,
just don't want to remember his name.
I don't. I think the guy disgusts me. I want to be rid of him and the whole story, but I seem to have to talk about it today, so I'm doing my best to try to bring in conversation to make some sense. And, Steve, you make more sense when it comes to these things than I do. They say they had all the evidence, and there were blacks and whites on this grand jury. So are you satisfied?
Should we be satisfied? I am, although what's kind of interesting is the prosecutors did a very unusual thing in releasing all of the testimony and all of the evidence. And
never happens, right?
No, never. But they really wanted to show some transparency. They were going to be criticized for whatever happened. And as I was going through this, I'll tell you the key things that stood out with me is I think the grand jury, from what I see, made the right decision. The witness, I want to blame the media, because the media apparently was reporting that he was surrendering with his hands in the air, and this was done over and over again when it was apparently the comment and the view of certain eyewitnesses who later changed testimony, including people who said he was shot in the back. He was not shot in the back. Mm-hmm. The physical evidence shows there was an altercation at the vehicle, and where the blood was later, he was charging and was coming toward Officer Wilson when he was shot. Now, should Officer Wilson have taken him down with a headshot? I think probably not. But that's asking, for a cooler head than I think is required under the law.
Cops are taught in these circumstances, it's life or death. Shoot to kill. Center mass.
Yeah,
there's no asking questions later. Somebody's coming. I'm holding a gun, and you're still coming after me. You obviously intend to kill me.
Well, I do. The fact that he was unarmed, the fact that he had already, and he was a big guy. I mean, I don't like the turning Michael Brown into a saint. And I thought that people saying, well, it was just trying to slander him by saying that just prior to this, you're showing him apparently robbing a convenience store. No, that is a relevant fact. And I think, frankly, what the grand jury did was a very careful deliberation. They looked at physical evidence. They looked at autopsies. They had witnesses, and I think they made the right decision.
So if you're a law professor at Bentley University, you use this case in law class?
I would. I would.
What are you
going to
teach?
So.
What do you want to teach? What's the outcome of this that makes it a teachable moment?
You know, I teach law classes. I also teach media law classes, and I certainly would teach classes based upon media presenting a balanced view and checking out their sources. Mm-hmm. As far as a class for law students and dealing with criminal law aspects of this, how the grand jury works, and also the burdens of proof, as well as the issue of self-defense and what constitutes self-defense. So there's a lot to be learned here. It's a sad story all around. We still have, you know, a great racial divide in this country that we need to work on. But this was not a case where there should have been an indictment.
So does the same thing take place in Cleveland now that this officer shot the 12-year-old boy who had a BB gun? What happens? What's the drill here?
Yeah, I want to know more facts about this one, because it does seem that here again it might have been an overreaction. I really need to know more, but I'm troubled by that one a lot more. But here again, I'm not willing to damn him until we really get more evidence.
All right. So there it is, folks. Legal behind-the-scenes understanding. Steve Wiseman agrees with the findings of the grand jury. Steve, good to have you here. Thank you. Steve Wiseman is the author of any number of books. His latest book is Identity Theft Alert. Attorney Stephen Wiseman on Good Day. Today is the 61st consecutive day that the national average price for gasoline has fallen. Average around the country today, $2.81 a gallon, $3.28 a gallon as we headed into Thanksgiving last year. South Carolina, Missouri, lowest prices, $2.57 a gallon in those states. Hawaii has the highest, $3.91. Alaska, second on the list of high prices, $3.54. New York, $3.20. Connecticut, $3.14 for a change. California, Kenny, is not in the top five when it comes to expensive gasoline, which
wow.
I find interesting, considering how much it usually
wow.
is. Crazy.
Yeah.
The prices in California. Last year, last spring, the last day I was there, taking Charlotte up for a walk, I always took her up, and there's a walk area up behind the gas station that's right at the corner of my street in the Pacific Coast Highway. And I remember, because there was a big Chevron sign, I could see it from there. It was $4.44 a gallon that day, which was, it was the 1st of April or... Right, and it was right around, it was Easter was early this year, so I remember at that morning it was 4:44. So you look around and see what it is.
Well,
the company
got to watch here.
What's that? Reason?
Is inflation. So gas prices, energy prices have dropped 1.9% in the last month,
mm-hmm.
but food prices edged up 0.1%.
Yeah, the food prices
and
went
in the
up.
Past 12 months, inflation is up 1.7%.
The reason that the prices for food is up is because there's too much government regulation and intervention in how food is processed and grown. They don't do a good job in some respects, and they overdo it in others. Same old story. That's why the costs are going up.
When these gas prices fall like this, mm-hmm. we have to watch the inflation.
Right.
People and make
won't
sure
think that way. Though,
well, that's why they're falling is because of the inflation. Yeah. And we have to keep an eye on that because when that inflation starts to get out of control, and I don't know how we're going to stop it.
They're falling because there's a lot of oil on the market.
Yeah.
Is the price going down because of inflation when you buy it by the barrel? Is that? Well, I think that's a hard argument to make. However,
the value of the dollar will be the end all judge of.
Well, that's why a lot of people are trying to get the price of gasoline not paid for with the dollar. They want to use some other currency.
Food prices are up 3.1% in the past 12 months.
The food prices, I'm surprised that it's that low. I would have thought it would be more like 4 or 5%. On average, when you look at some of the stuff that's around, what a loaf of bread or a box of cereal cost now, or you look at last year, oof, my God. So that's the deal. Dancing with the Stars crowning its winner, That story in the television report up next here on Good Day.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess. Long lines and tons of people.
Nope. I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets?
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Spending's down and worries up for military families, but now there's help. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A recent survey from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and Pioneer Services shows that 3 out of 4 service members have financial worries, which could impact holiday spending. Retired Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry of Pioneer Services, a division of Mid-Country Bank, says now there's free online financial help.
As the holiday season gets started, there's a free online tool to help with holiday budgeting. HolidaySpendingPlanner.org. The free site helps users establish a budget, manage gift lists, and track spending throughout the season.
Chief Usry, who teaches and promotes financial literacy, adds,
know your limit before you start to shop, wait for a sale, use cash, and ask for a military discount.
And HolidaySpendingPlanner.org has more benefits, including a credit card cost calculator and top shopping sites. So log on to HolidaySpendingPlanner.org before you start shopping to help you budget better and worry less.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday and get incredible savings on what you need for the holidays. Grab a set of OXO 12-piece pop lid containers for $49.98 or upgrade to a Samsung Galaxy S5 for just 96 cents. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop these Black Friday savings and more at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. Phone price with purchase of 2-year contract. See club for additional details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's check television news here. Dancing with the Stars crowning its season 19 winner tonight. Last night's elimination, 3 couples left in the running for the trophy. Alfonso Ribeiro, Whitney Carson together.
Whatever happened to him, I wonder, because he had some back issues or something.
Yeah, I think he did. I remember.
And then I saw that Lucky Ducks laying on the floor, and what's her name, the judge, the hot Asian judge, was giving him a back massage type thing. I'm like,
the hot Asian judge.
Carrie Lanaba or something.
Whatever. All right, let's see here. So it's Alfonso Ribeiro and Whitney Carson versus Janelle Parrish and Valentinin Shermovsky. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? Jermowski, yeah, sure. Something like that. This is dancing. Look at these names here. Well, that's some American names. Sadie Robertson and Mark Ballas. So those are the 3 couples. The finale kicks off with a performance featuring a reunion of all of this season's couples. I believe it's 8 o'clock Eastern time, isn't it? We had Tom on last time we were plugging this. I remember that. I think don't they start at 8 o'clock Eastern? I think they do.
I think so. It's a big 2-hour thing.
Senator Jay Rockefeller, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, expressing concern that Viacom, which owns CBS, is blocking cable operator Suddenlink. Their customers are not getting streams for TV shows from Viacom websites. This is the same old stuff that's going on. This is, again, back to the Telecommunication Act of 1996 and how it screwed everything up. Everything in electronic, whether it was your telephone, TV, radio station ownership, all screwed up by this. George Eads is leaving CSI, Crime Scene Investigation. Had enough. He's been with this show for 15 seasons. So those of you who know who George Eads is, I guess he's the third lead. Out!
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
You don't have to be a genius to figure out, as you listen to this radio program and most any other radio program that you tune into, that Black Friday has us all, well, it's good because it's good business, has us all focused on what are we going to do after Thanksgiving. How about we talk about what we're going to do on Thanksgiving, and maybe even to get prepared for Thanksgiving. Maybe last year you remember when Bill Shatner, looking like he was my pal. I like him, met him, talked to him a few times. I like him a lot. Very funny guy. So he has some important safety tips for anybody planning to deep fry your Thanksgiving turkey coming right up here. It's our video of the day at DougStefan.com, in fact.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
All right. Today's video of the day at DougSteffen.com features William Shatner with these tips, and it's been auto-tuned. Is that what they call this?
Auto-tuning, yes. Yeah.
Auto-tuning, okay. So the message has been turned into a song. Here we go.
Hi, I'm William Shatner, and I love fried turkey, but turkey and oil are a dangerous combination. So watch this video. I want your comments on it. I want to know how you plan to keep yourself, your family, and me safe from turkey fryer fire.
I want a deep fried turkey. I want a moisture, tastier turkey. I want a deep fried turkey. I want a moisture, tastier turkey. It started as a hunger. I was young and arrogant. I was young and arrogant. Blinded by my hunger, I ignored safety. I want a deep fried turkey. I want a moisture, tastier turkey. I want a deep fried turkey. I want a moisture, tastier turkey. When I laid my hands on that fryer, I didn't want to let go and go. And everyone was doing it. I once loved this piece of metal. Keep yourself, your family, and me safe from turkey fryer fire. So dangerous, dangerous. You can't even imagine the bed. Fried turkey tastes great. I love fried turkey. Fried turkey. You know what you say? Pop, pop. Come on, come on. Dingle dangle, dingle dangle. Pop, pop. Come on.
Where's the dingle dangle?
Olive oil, wet frozen turkey. Push together, make steam, make together, make steam. Make hot oil.
He is the man, as they say.
What an amazing
career.
Nothing short of amazing. That guy's been able to reinvent himself.
84 years old.
Wow.
Then look at him, he's too heavy. But he rides horses every day. Very active, and he keeps his business going. He's busy from morning till night. Every single day, doing things that he loves to do, and he does them so well. He does. He just,
and it's funny,
just goes on and on.
With this video, with the original video that came out a year or two ago, mm-hmm. He was on Craig Ferguson last night talking about it.
Was
and he said that after that video came out, the next Thanksgiving, deaths and injuries because of turkey fryer accidents were down 60%.
Of course they were.
and they really were?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How do you?
That's fantastic.
But think about your own career, what you're doing with your career, with your life. Think about, is there a guy, and I've been close enough to him so that I can tell you that he's having a good time. He's got a young wife, and she keeps him hopping. She and he are very avid horse people. They're riding all the time. They get involved in activities. It's just the most wonderful thing, actually, when you see people that are that happy. I guess happy is the word.
No hidden dark side. He just seems to be having a good old time.
He is. I mean, I think
good for him.
He has moments when he can be difficult, but then we all do. Look at Rich, for God's sake. Huh? He comes across as a nice guy, but is he really? Is he really a nice guy?
You never know.
Right. Check out the story at DougSteffen.com about the rooster that...
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.